In 1941, the U.S. Army set up a depot to store weapons in upstate New York and built a fence around 10,000 acres of wilderness. And as Brenda Tremblay from member station WXXI in Rochester, New York reports, when the Army pulled out of the depot 4 years ago, it left behind an unusual legacy.
At the edge of the old Army depot, conservationist Dennis Money walks up to a rusty chain-link fence. He peers into the woods, hoping to glimpse a creature few have ever seen.
And I always get excited every time I see one. They're just a wonderful, wonderful thing to feast your eyes on.
Seeing nothing, we drive north along the fence until he finally stops.
Look at them all. There's three right there, and a brown deer. Three white deer and a brown deer. Fantastic.
20 feet away, three pure white deer push their muzzles into the mud. When they lift their heads, their eyes look almost black. These animals belong to a herd of all-white deer that wildlife conservationists say is the largest in the world. When the military fenced the depot, it enclosed several white animals. Over time, their numbers grew, and when the deer population on the depot got too big, soldiers started shooting.
So when the military saw the white deer back in the early 50s, and the generals told the military, don't shoot the white deer, and now approximately 40% of the total deer population in the depot are white and the rest of brown deer.
Today there are hundreds of white deer, and according to one estimate, 200,000 people drive here every year to see what the locals call the ghost deer. But their future is uncertain. The Army has turned the land over to Seneca County.
The bottom line for us is that someone has to pay for it.
Glenn Cook, who directs the county's Industrial Development Agency, says he's hoping to develop the land to boost the county's economy. He says the deer are more like goats than ghosts.
Do I feel an emotional attachment to the deer? Absolutely not.
But some residents feel differently. Cook's received 40 letters just this week urging conservation. One group's proposing to turn the old depot into an eco-tourism site. It claims people would come from all over the world, cameras in hand, just to catch a glimpse of the white deer of the Seneca Army Depot. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay.